This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقال تعالى اعملوا على داود شكرا. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the Mubarak, blessed and joyous day of Eid al-Fitr. And on this note, it is not only making shukr to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the day of Eid, but there are so many ni'mats and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us that we are supposed to be grateful to Allah ta'ala for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us amongst the ashraful makhluqat. He made us amongst human beings. And amongst human beings, he said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. I have made human beings the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made human beings the best of Allah ta'ala's creation. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. I have granted respect and dignity and honor to human beings. Allah ta'ala also makes mention that Allah has made us believers. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lil Islam. It is Allah Ta'ala's favor that He has granted us Iman. And Allah Ta'ala granted us all these favors without us asking for it. And it is not as if it was necessary for Allah Ta'ala to give it to us. It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl and grace that He granted us this ni'mat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made us ashraful makhluqat. He made us believers. Allah Ta'ala ke hum par bahut se ni'mat hain. Betahasha. We can't count the favors of Allah. Wa in tu'uddu ni'mat Allah la tuhsuha. If you try and count the favors of Allah, you will be unable to do so. Ashraful makhluqat mein se banaya. Iman se nawaza. Aur ye sab kuch aisa nahi ki Allah Ta'ala ke upar lazim tha. Ye sab sirf aur sirf Allah Ta'ala ka karam. Now, one of the favors of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also that Allah has made it easy for us and Allah has made all the arrangements for our existence in this earth. Whatever we need in this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. The greatest thing we need is hidayat. To Allah ta'ala send down the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam for our hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. I done you a tremendous favor that I sent to you the Prophet of Almighty Allah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. I gave in the Prophet of Almighty Allah a perfect example. So Allah Ta'ala ne humare jeene ke liye dunya mein tamam asbab paida kiya. Hidayat ke liye anbiya ko bheje. And then for our own physical existence, Allah had made it easy. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. You came out from the wombs of your mother, you knew nothing. I gave you the faculty of hearing, some. وَالْبَصَرَ. I gave you the faculty of seeing. I gave you the faculty of understanding. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That you might be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ne sab ni'mati hame ata farmaya. I just give an example. The eyes, ye jo aankhe hai, it can see 1 million shades of color. 1 million mukhtalif wo color wo dekh sakte hai. Rang dekh sakte hai. Allah Ta'ala granted it to us. This heart of ours beats, according to the doctors, they tell us 40 to 50 times a minute. If it goes 60, then it's bad, you know. You could go towards heart attack. So 60, 70 is not good. 40, 50, they say is okay. 40, 50 times a minute, the heart beats. Huh? And in a day, it will beat 100,000 times. In a year, 3.5 million times. In an average lifetime, the heart will beat 2.5 to 3 billion times. No service required. Unless you get a heart attack, then you go for a service. Otherwise, it just continues beating and beating. Dil kaise dharakta hai? Ek minute mein 40 se 50 tak martaba wo dharakta hai. Din mein kam as kam opesh 1 lakh martaba dharakta hai. Ye kiska karishma hai? Who is the one who has granted you all of this? These are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when the favors of Allah ta'ala are so much upon us, then we are supposed to be grateful to Almighty Allah. Allah ta'ala ke shukar ko karna chahiye. Shukar guzar hona chahiye. We have to be thankful to Almighty Allah. Hum kabhi sochte bhi nahi hai. We don't even think about it. I always make mention of this incident. Bahut se martaba maine bataya bhi tha that we just go to the, we go and relieve ourselves. The dua when you relieve yourself is غُفْرَانَكَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْعَذَى وَعَفَانِي. You know, we thank you, Ya Allah. We thank you that you have given us the opportunity to relieve ourselves from unwanted items. When I say, ek waqia zikr kiya, the person one day couldn't urinate, so he went to the urologist who put a catheter and he had an operation. After the operation, the doctor sent a bill. So when he sent the bill, he started crying. Now, I always say that, with due respect to all the doctors who are here, if the doctor give you a bill, you will cry. Now, when he gave the bill, he started crying. So the doctor said, don't cry. You can give me whenever you want the money. Up to me, you're my patient for so long. You can give it. If you don't give it, it's also all right. So he said, doctor, I'm not crying that I can't afford it. I can give you the money for the operation. I'm crying that for 60, 70 years, I went to the toilet. Allah never sent me a bill. Allah ne ek martaba nahi bill nahi banaya ki aap jo hai na wo pishab ke liye jaate ho aur nikalte ho. Ye sab Allah tala ki karishma hai, ye sab Allah tala ki ne'mat hai. How are we going to thank Allah tala? Ab jo hai na wo shukr kis tarah se ada karna chahiye? Ulama ne likha hai how we are supposed to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ways Allah tala tells us washkuru li, be grateful to me, mere shukr ada karo, shukr guzar bano. Now how do we do it? Firstly, sabse pehle ye hai that we cannot thank Allah Ta'ala sufficiently. Hum Allah Ta'ala ki shukr hum ada nahi kar sakte, uska haq ada nahi kar sakte. We cannot thank Allah Ta'ala. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi ki ek kitab hai Ghunyatut Talibin, usme likha hai, you know, that one of the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, to sabse pehle hum shukr ka ada nahi, haq ada nahi kar sakte, lekin hame karna chahiye. Even if we can't fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah in making gratefulness, we are supposed to still thank Allah. So Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani has written that one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam one day made dua to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, when we thank you with our tongue, and we say Alhamdulillah, that is also a ni'mat of Allah. Ye bhi ek ni'mat hai. Uska shukr hum kaise ada karenge? If we thank you, that's also a ni'mat. How are we going to thank you for that? So Allah Ta'ala revealed to the Nabi, Al-an kad shakartani. Now you have understood what shukr is. That you cannot thank Allah sufficiently, but you still say shukr, Alhamdulillah. Right? So, sabse pehle ye. Dusri baat ye hai. The second thing is, Allah doesn't owe us anything. Allah doesn't have to give us anything. Allah doesn't have to give us sight. Allah doesn't have to give us hearing. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazal and grace that He gives us. Dusri baat ye hai, ke jo hai na wo, har ye Allah ta'ala ka ne'maton ka hum haqdar nahi, aisa nahi ki Allah ta'ala ka haq hai ki hame de de. Ye sab Allah ta'ala ka karam hai. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl. One of our great ulama in Pakistan, he had a very beautiful poem. Shukr hai khudaya, shukr hai tera khudaya, tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai Allah, you called me to your house. I was not worthy of coming to your house. You called me. پھر مدینہ منورہ چلے گیا تو جو نے کیا عجیب شعر کہا. بارگاہ سید الکونین میں آ کر, بارگاہ سید الکونین میں پہنچ کر سوچتا ہو نفیس کیسے آیا, تو تو اس قابل نہ تھا. او نفیس, یو کیم ٹو دا مسجد نبوی, اللہ بروٹ یو ہیئر, یو آر ناٹ ورتھی. سو دا سیکنڈ تھنگ ان میکنگ شکر از وی سے او اللہ وی آر, you don't have to give it to us. You have given it to us because of your favors. Right? Teesri baat, The third thing with regard to shukr, and this is the essence of shukr. What is the essence of shukr? The essence of shukr is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. To thank Allah for everything. Jo kuch humne kamaya, whatever I got, whatever I got a car, is Allah's favor. I got a good family, it is Allah's favor. I got anything, it is Allah's favors. Learn not to divert anything to yourself. Learn to divert everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukar ka jo hai na maghaz aur rooh ye hai ke sab kuch Allah ta'ala ki taraf nisbat kare. Sab kuch Allah ta'ala ki taraf mansoob karo. Jo kuch hai, whatever you got. I got health, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to me. I got wealth, Allah ta'ala gave it to me. Whatever you got, you take it to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the difference between a person who is proud and a person who is grateful. A proud person will refer it to himself. Maine kya? Main aise tha. Maine ye kya? Maine business chalaya. I did this. I did something in my business went 10% up, 20% up. A person who is grateful, Allah gave me the idea, I put it in, Allah Ta'ala gave me barakat. Shibli, he's a very great Sufi, he was one of our greatest Sufis. Now, so Shibli ne kya ajib baat ki, what a beautiful thing he said. Shibli said, shukar is not to look at the favor, to look at the one who gave you the favor. Shukar ye hai ki jo hai na nematon ko na dekho, jisne diya hai usko dekho. That is shukar. Subhanallah. That is the whole aspect with regard to shukar. Then the other aspect with regard to shukar, I don't know, I forgot counting now, how much, 1, 2, 3, 4, whichever, whatever, you will understand, right? Then the next thing with regard to shukar is to constantly praise Allah with the terms of Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala ke ham bayan karte raho. Allah Ta'ala ke ham ke zikr karte raho. Wird karte raho. Make the Alhamdulillah. And you know, our ulama have written such beautiful kitabs and such beautiful ways of praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran tells us, Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardh wa ja'ala az-zulumati wan-nur. All praises due to Almighty Allah who created the heavens and earth. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ardh wa lahu al-hamdu fi al-akhirah. Hadith mein, Allahumma laka al-hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma laka al-hamdu, hamdan da'iman ma'a dawamik. Constantly use the word hamd. Ziyada nahi kar sakte ho, you can't remember everything. Allahumma laka al-hamdu wa laka shukr. Kam as kam ye to paro, Allahumma laka al-hamdu wa laka shukr. Ye hamesha parte raho. All the time you must read it. Paroge inshallah. Sab milkar paro. Allahumma laka al-hamdu wa laka shukr. Aapne hame insaan banaya. Iman diya. Allah Ta'ala aapke ne'mat hai. All this is your favors. Then the other aspect, the fifth or the sixth thing is, show it in practice. Ab jo hai na wo amli taur par shukr ka haq ada karo. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make tahajjud and his feet used to swell. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has given you such a high rank. Why must you make so much of ibadat that your feet must swell? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kya ka? Afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be grateful to Allah? Tahajjud ke waqt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paav ke upar waram aata tha. To Aisha ne pucha to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha, afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be grateful to Allah? He showed his gratefulness by making tahajjud. Kaise shukr ada kiya? Tahajjud parte hue. So this is some of the aspects. There are many other aspects. I'm just giving you an example. I gave you an example of Allah's favors, and I gave you an example with regard to how to make shukr to Almighty Allah. Right? I made 4 or 5 points. How do you make shukr to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And remember, if you don't make shukr, Allah's azab is very, very severe. Agar aap shukr nahi karoge, to Allah ta'ala ki azab bahut sakht hai. Allah in the Quran has made mention so many places. Wal adiyati dhabhan, ye pura jo surat hai na, اس میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی شکایت ہے کہ انسان ناشکریہ ہے, ناشکر ہے. The whole surah of Al-Adiyat is Allah's complaint that you are innal insana li rabbi lakanud, you are very ungrateful. Ya Allah, after so much things you are still ungrateful. Allah in the Holy Quran says, daraballahu mathalan qaryatan kanat aminatan mutmainna yatiha rizquha raghadan min kulli makan. Allah gave you so much favors. Allah gave you a peaceful city. Allah gave you blessings in that city. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. You are ungrateful. Allah changed peaceful condition into conditions of fear. And Allah Ta'ala changed conditions of plenty, prosperity, into poverty. فَكَفَرَتْ, because of ناشکری. Allah Ta'ala کی جو ہے نا اتنے میں وہ امن تھا اور برکت رزق میں, آپ نے ناشکری کی, اللہ تعالیٰ نے سب چھین لیا. فَكَفَرَتْ, because of ناشکری. اللہ تعالیٰ says, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you are ungrateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the favor. اللہ تعالیٰ's عذاب. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ نے ایک مرتبہ کسی کو دیکھا حرم میں, he was making dua, اللہم اجعلنی من القلیل, اللہم اجعلنی من القلیل, oh Allah, make me among the very few, make me among the very few. تو عمر said, I've never heard anyone making a dua like this. What is the meaning of this dua? یہ کون سی دعا, اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے گنے چنے میں سے بنا, جو کم لوگ ہیں ان میں سے بنا. تو انہوں نے کہا, عمر, اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ سیز ان قرآن, وقلیل من عبادی الشکور, بہت کم لوگ شکر گزار ہوتے ہیں. آئی ایم میکنگ دعا, اللہ میک می امنگ دوز ہوا گریٹفل ٹو آل مائٹی اللہ. اور آخری بات, یو نو وین وی وین اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹس اس ون آف دا بینیفٹس آف گریٹفلنس از, if you are thankful to Almighty Allah, Allah gives you more. لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, اگر آپ شکر کرو گے اللہ تعالیٰ زیادہ دے گے. If you make shukr, Allah will give you more. So, and if you don't make shukr, and one of the ways of making shukr, Allah will keep the favors with you. If you don't make shukr, Allah تعالیٰ can take away the favors. Allah will take it away. مَا يَفَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah won't take away something if you are grateful. Only time Allah will take it away is if you are ungrateful. آپ نا شکری کرو گے اللہ تعالیٰ نعمتوں کو سلب کرے گا. سو دس از, اینڈ ون آف دا تھنگز از, لرن ٹو میک شکر دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کین کیپ دا فیورز وتھ اس اینڈ اللہ ول گیو اس مور. آپ شکر کرو گے اللہ تعالیٰ زیادہ لوگے. جو رمضان میں الحمد للہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے, ود دا گریس آف آل مائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, وی میڈ عبادت, وی میڈ سم ایفرٹ, جتنا ہونا چاہیے تو اتنا تو نہیں ہوا. ہاؤ مچ وی آر سپوز ٹو ڈو, وی ڈیڈنٹ ڈو. But at least whatever we did, Allah Ta'ala's fazl. Now make shukr upon that. If you make shukr, inshallah, Allah will keep us with that ibadat. Agar aap shukr karoge Allah Ta'ala ke jo ibadat humne kiya Ramzan mein, to Allah Ta'ala usme dawam naseeb karega inshallah. Sab shukr karoge maine, inshallah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless us, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the ability to thank Allah for his favors. Wallahi al-azim, this is one of the great ni'mats of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do it, there is many, many benefits. Allah will give us more. Allah will keep the favors with us. Allah will give us prosperity. Allah will give us barakah, as Allah has made mention in the Holy Quran. Inshallah al-azim. Just one or two things, we'll just make the the method of